This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
So I'm telling you, you know, I love to travel. My wife and I have been taking. We went to a great trip to Italy last year and just had a fantastic time. And we plan another trip. And I was talking to my friend Jack Bowman the other day, who runs Guidester, and he's the one that's going to be guiding the tour we're taking in the fall. And I was just curious as to what was going on in the travel industry, if tariffs are having any impact, if there are things you need to know if you're traveling this year. And I thought it may be a good opportunity to get Jack on the air to talk about a few of those things. And he's with us right now. Jack Bowman from Guidester is on the phone. Jack, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Mark, always good to talk to you. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I tell you, man, I am so jealous of what you get to do. I mean, you live in England half the year. You just got back from a trip to Athens, Greece. You're a world traveler, and I'm very jealous about that.
Well, you know, the grass is never greener, but I do love the grass on this side of the hill, I can tell you that.
That's great. I love that. You know, so first of all, part of what you and I talked about the other day is the fact that there have been some changes for visa use, although some of that's been delayed in Europe. What's the latest on that?
Yep. So the two things that people need to know are the European Union, so that's mainly in Europe. They had a visa. It's really a travel authorization form that started to come into form. They started this in 2020, pushed back until another year. This year, they were supposed to do it, and they pushed it back again. So nothing they need to do this year. Next year, maybe, it'll come into effect. But for the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, that is in effect. And you do have to, that's called the ETA, the travel authorization form. And basically, it's an entry form. Get online. I think it's £10. And you fill out your passport information, and then you get an email from the government with your authorization. Now, they will have a six-month sort of grace period, so if you forget to do it, they're not going to refuse you entry. But it is something that, moving forward, American travelers to the United Kingdom need to be aware of.
Wow. I mean, did any reason why they did that? I mean, is it an immigration issue that they're clamping down on? Is it a way to raise money? What are they doing?
I don't think they're happy about these tariffs, Mark. No,
oh,
I'm
you
kidding.
Think?
I'm kidding.
Who knows?
It's unrelated. So actually, every country, all modern Western countries in the world have this. We're very slow to Europe. Europe has to do this when they come here. So this has already been in place in most countries. It's just been very slow to implement in Europe because they have such different, I mean, they have 50 countries, so they have so many different moving parts and languages They just haven't had the ability to implement it yet. But it is very common across the travel world already.
It's funny you mentioned tariffs, because I saw some, I don't know if it's a real picture or if it was doctored, but I saw some picture of like an empty airport, and, you know, articles are saying, oh, you know, Canadians are boycotting travel to the United States because they're really angry about all these tariffs. So I don't know if that's actually happening different parts of the world, like in Europe, or if it's just the angry Canadians.
No, as you guys probably know, working in media, what you see in media and what you see on the ground are almost never in lockstep.
Yeah, true.
So are there Europeans, some of my good friends, that aren't happy with what's going on? Absolutely. Does it affect travel, airline travel, hotels, border control? No, it doesn't have any impact on travel whatsoever.
I guess unless you want to travel to Europe and get a fine American bourbon, cost you a little. It may cost you a little more when you're there. You know, Jack and I went through Sunrise Tours, I think, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. We went on that Danube River cruise, and I'm looking everywhere for some good American bourbon, and I finally found a bottle of what was it? Buffalo Trace somewhere.
Buffalo Trace.
Overpaid for it, I think, maybe in Budapest. And Jack and I enjoyed that on the top deck of the cruise ship as we were going down the river.
That's not as popular, right? Isn't it wine, craft beer? Aren't those the drinks of choice mostly in Europe?
Vodka, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was shocked that he found bourbon.
Leave it to Mark.
I think it was Bratislava, Mark, that you got that. Yeah, the capital of Slovakia, because I just remember just being dumbfounded that you found that. So, yeah, it depends on the country, but mostly Southern Europe is going to be wine. Places like Greece, it's ouzo. And then, of course, Northern Europe, you have the beer. And, you know, not to get off on a rant, but the reason for a lot of these drink of choice is weather. So the beer, the water wasn't good in the medieval times. Beer was always a safe choice. Plus, there was less sunlight. In the southern part of Europe, it was the opposite. It's one of the reasons that Spain has a siesta. It's not because they're lazy. It's because it was 100 degrees, you know, growing before air conditioning. So all of these cultural nuances have a reason, and usually climate plays a big role.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love sampling the different beers and stuff in all the different countries, but if I'm going to drink a hard drink, it's probably going to be bourbon, generally.
Or whiskey. Have you been to Scotland yet?
I have not been to Scotland. That's on my list. I'd love to go there, if nothing else, just to, you know, to tour just some of the castles and stuff. I think it would be fantastic.
Oh, hi. Scotland is my bonnie Scotland. I love it.
Didn't you tell me when we were discussing this one time that it's hard to do like a dual trip to England and Scotland unless you give it enough time, because there's only like one main road up through there?
Yes, and generally speaking, the biggest mistake American travelers make to Europe is doing too much in too little time. So my philosophy is travel deep, not broad. Now, I understand you only have some amount of time, you want to see as much as you can, but it's better to have an experience, a real experience, in one or two or three places than just take photos of 10 places and then go back home and say, oh, look, honey, we saw that. And then you're just reliving your trip on your phone. Mm-hmm. Scotland is an example of that. You look at a map, you're like, oh, that's small. And it is small. It's 6 million people. Very small geographically and population, but it takes time to get there, and there's really that much to see. So I did a tour to Scotland 2 years ago, and we did 10 days just in Scotland.
Nice.
And actually, it was 11 days, and I felt like there were certain things we had to cut out. So, yeah, it's always a mistake. If you're doing Europe, just pick one, not even one country, one region. Like you're doing Italy, you don't even just do the whole of Italy. You do maybe Rome and the Amalfi Coast, or Rome and Tuscany.
Yes.
So better to always go deep rather than broad. So,
I think that's a great advice.
I was going to say, I've been really blessed, and I've traveled to several countries across Europe. But because it sounds like you've done a lot of traveling, Jack, especially being in your role. I mean, are there one or two countries, or maybe even narrow though down to cities, that you feel like if people are looking to go out of the country, travel to Europe for the first time, you would tell them these are the two places you should go? Put them on your bucket list.
Yes, I will give you three. Italy is a very good, Italy's the most popular first trip to Europe. And the reason Italy's good is it has everything. It does have the history. It has the good food. It has the landscapes. It has the coast. It has the wine. and they're used to American travelers. So Italy is a very good, and it's very foreign too. So you really feel like you're in a foreign country. Now, if you don't want to go that exotic, let's say, or if you don't have that much time, the two other options I would give are London and Southern England is a great option. I like to joke that going to Britain is like going to a foreign country. You know, they speak English,
yeah,
but it's a different form of English, of course. And you see similarities in their townships and in our cities. And so there's a lot to admire and there's a lot to connect with, but it still has the castles and the palaces and all that stuff. And then my third option would be in Ireland. And this is for many reasons, but the reason I love Ireland is the people. The history is great. There's some cool castles, not nearly as many as England and other parts, Germany. But the history, the people, you cannot walk into a pub and not make five friends. Walk into a pub, they'll be playing traditional Irish music. It trad. And, you know, so every time I say, I'm going to go in for one pint, never, ever happens.
And they love that, too. That's the way it's like cheers or everybody
they love
knows.
It. Yep. The one thing I'll tell you, though, the reason I love Irish is you can never impress an Irishman and you can never offend an Irishman. And so that means the jokes get pretty, you know, they can get interesting, these jokes. So you got to have a thick skin. But the one advice I'd give to Americans that if you just don't do this, you're really already on a good foot. No matter how much Irish you have in your background, if you were born in America, you're American. You aren't Irish. And a lot of American Irish come and they stand there and they say, I'm home. And the Irish just roll their eyes. And, you know, it's, come on.
Yeah, wait till they run into Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, is she there now?
Yeah,
she was living abroad. Is she in Ireland?
She moved to Ireland, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they're going to have a field trip. Well, they won't mince words. The kind of woke ideology hasn't really filtered down to the ground there.
That's
well,
great.
Mark, you just have to use your accent because that's really effective. If you just say you're Irish in that accent, then it's more believable, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. My wife hates it when I do that. Hey, Jack, we're running out of time here. I know you got a couple of great trips coming up, including one to Switzerland.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ireland, right?
Yes. Yep. So I got two good trips. Well, I have three. The Rhine cruise, that's sold out, unfortunately. But Switzerland in July. It's running July 27th through August 5th. And it's 10 days, and Switzerland's going to see the best. We're going to see Zurich, the Bern, the capital of Switzerland, Bern. We're going to see the Jungfrau, the top of Europe, take a cog train up to the mountaintop there. We're going to have fondue and raclette, local dishes. We're going to go to Lake Geneva, stay in amazing hotels. So 10-day, really kind of the best of Switzerland. I call it signature Switzerland, and I'll be the tour host.
Yeah, and so people can go to guidester.com and find out more about all those, including the one to Central Europe in the fall.
Yeah, exactly. And the last thing I'll say about that is the one in the fall, September 18th, it's 10 days. It is three nights Prague, three nights Vienna, and three nights Budapest. So this is like the old former Habsburg dynasty, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, just classic places. And then we're going to see some towns and cities outside of those major areas. So kind of the old world Central Europe is what we're going to see. But Prague, Vienna, Budapest, it's going to be a great tour.
Outstanding. Jack, we always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you. Safe travels.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
Yep,
appreciate
talk
it.
To you soon. You bet. Jack Bowman there of Guidester. Guidester.com to find out more about those.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.